It's KBIA 91.3 FM. Show Me Research Week is coming very soon here at the University of Missouri, showcasing a lot of different types of research. And we've got a couple of guests with us. Ellie Castengay is a senior who's also taking some graduate level courses in civil and environmental engineering. And Sarah Fisher is a postdoc in that same department. So welcome to you both.
Thank you.
All right. Ellie, let me start with you. Tell me what you guys have going on for Show Me Research Week, because like I said, there's a lot of different parts of this. I know some of it is artistic. Yours is not maybe quite so much. What are you working on?
Our project is studying geochemistry of an urban stream affected by historic mining in Joplin, Missouri. And the main things that we're studying in our project area include heavy metals, water quality issues, existing conditions of the stream. And the main focus of our project is we are interested in improving the quality of the water by designing a remediation system. So this system would include adding engineered products such as biochar or soil. And the main goal would be to identify the existing conditions of the stream, remove the metals, and improve the stream quality.
Sarah, I can see the importance of that. There is a lot of research showing that people who live in what we would describe as poorer neighborhoods, particularly in an urban setting, have higher incidences of health problems and whatnot. So getting cleaner water into that neighborhood, that's a game changer, isn't it?
Yeah, thanks so much for saying that. That's a really important direction that the civil and environmental engineering field and scientists as a whole are starting to consider. I mean, it's always been an issue. So we are working in southern Missouri, where there's this really one of the biggest footprints of lead, zinc, mm-hmm. and barium mining in the country.
That area of Missouri in northwest Arkansas, Oklahoma, that whole area, there was a lot of that. And it was big money for a while until they found out that the stuff kills you, and then it was not so positive.
You're right. The mining kind of that industry declined in the 70s when we really started to understand the health effects of smelting. Mm-hmm. So I am not from the Midwest, and I came here. I'm actually from New England, and I'd never known about the mining activities in this area. And a crazy statistic I learned was that 4,700 children in Missouri, I think in 2020, a CDC study showed they had elevated blood lead levels. So that's a huge number.
Yeah, it is.
And where there is historic smelting, there are elevated blood lead levels in kids in the Midwest. So it's great to have the opportunity to learn about this setting and do research.
When you get into this type of research, when you get into the program that you're into, it's got to be very easy to just get so hyper-focused on getting your data, getting your report done, and all the school stuff. As you hear Sarah talk about the wider applications and this actually potentially saving lives, that's got to make you feel good about the work that you're doing, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And one of the main reasons that I, became involved in environmental engineering and why I want to pursue this path is to do exactly what I'm being involved in right now in this research. You know, I want to be able to find the solutions to help people and help the community and just be able to improve, the environment as a whole.
Sarah, is there anything else you can tell us about the Show Me Research Week and what you guys have planned for that?
Yeah, so I think Ellie's done a really great job of getting involved in high-level research. So what's cool about a university like Mizzou is we can kind of go beyond just what's routine, like the EPA or, say, the Army Corps of Engineers are kind of routine Missouri Department of Natural Resources, to try to ask questions of how to do things differently or what's happening in that black box of doing a remediation. So we're doing the chemistry, and I just think Ellie's done a really great job of trying to understand how, like, these soil-like amendments could break down in the stream and change bacteria that actually do remediation. So I guess in terms of Show Me Week, it's an awesome time for Ellie to show some high-level research that she's really dug into, generated her own data, and then talk about it and share it.
And as we've heard, this is an example of a lot of research that's happening on campus that's going to be highlighted there. If you want to find out more, the best way is just to hit the Google or a search engine and look for Show Me Research Week. And their website has a schedule of where everything is, when everything is, and you'll find a lot more very interesting stuff there. Ellie Castigue is a student here at Mizzou, Sarah Fisher, a postdoc, and they're both in the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering. Thank you both for coming in. This was fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.